Have you heard the rumor, Remy?
If you are referring to the upcoming campaign, sir, I have.
Campaign? Interesting term. Why not call it a containment operation like last time? What's High Command up to?
Containment may not adequately describe the operation's scope, Lieutenant. The information I have compiled indicates that this will be
a big one. The enemy's getting closer and closer to us. I'd like to be surprised, but I'm not.
Do you require anything further before I enter rest mode for the night, sir?
Just one thing, Remy. What combat survival files do you have for tropical warfare?
How in the blazing suns did we get into this?
Darman wiped sweat from his eyes and tried to focus. He and his comrade fought heat, flies, and fear with every fleeing step.
Gods, you brought us to this crazy jungle rise. Do you have to prey on us like this, too?
He dismissed the paranoid blasphemy and snatched a glance behind him. They had managed, he hoped, to lose the enemy. But who could be sure, and especially with all this seemingly aimless meandering? Theus, is this really the way?
Of course it is, Lieutenant. Trust me. Don't you recognize that tree over there? The big one with the two trunks.
How can you possibly tell one tree from another here? Darman replied.
Just believe me for once, Tate. You can't always be in control of everything, Theus said, nearly breathless as he hacked a usable path through the bush. I'm sure this is the way back to the river. It has to be.
If I wasn't reassured before, I am now. Thanks for that.
Hear that, you bloody carmies. Theus is sure.
Darman would have shouted it, but they had already been discovered once and barely escaped. If the Netherlords wanted them, he wasn't about to make it that easy. He looked to his side, then forward. Theus instantaneously appeared far ahead and then quickly faded from sight. His personal time-space generator's temporal interruptions were randomizing again. He vanished entirely, then reappeared alongside and bumped into Darman. Both PTS fields flashed.
Lower your setting, Darman said in a low voice. If I can't see you, neither can the enemy. You don't even show up through these damn synth lenses. What idiot engineer thought these could penetrate an artificial gravity well anyway?
He turned his attention to his internal and gave a thought command.
Remy, deactivate.
Theus's barely visible hand went to his controller.
PTS output decreased by 15%. Let it be enough. We can't get caught here. I don't want to see a POW camp just yet.
You will if we get separated, Darman said. For now, I need to know where you are. This is the last place I want to end up alone. Theus moved on without reply. Exhausted or afraid, Darman couldn't tell.
When we reach the river, Theus finally said, we can follow it north to the ford and head back to camp from there. Stick with me and we'll be there by dinner time.
Sticking with you got us separated from our team, Darman said. The general trusted us to relay enemy strengths and positions. Now what do we do? The others better make it back on their own, because we'll never find them like this. Darman hid his fright in the overgrowth, but he couldn't calm his rushing thoughts.
Why did Gennett send us here? The guard has superior tracking abilities. An advanced post is about as necessary as these stupid new interstellar naval ranks.
We still have ground wars to fight. We're not going back into space right this minute. And why us? Theus and I don't have this kind of experience. Why put us out here alone with two shipmen recruits barely out of basic?